I have a special guest with me today. Her name is Shelly Shepherd, and Shelly and I met each other, oh wow, I want to say probably 12 years ago, back in 2008, 2009, I think, somewhere around there.
Right.
It was in a major transition of my life. Just became a single mom. My first husband had passed away, and I came across this book by Lori Beth Jones called The Path, and just ate it up and just somehow found connected with them and began to get trained as a path coach at that time in path coaching as a life coach, and went down to where did I go? Los Angeles?
Yes.
Was it
yes.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
And met Lori Beth herself and Shelly and a few other wonderful women there and got trained in the path coaching. And the systems that Lori Beth has put together in many of her books, in particular what we're going to talk about today is in terms of the elemental system, really changed my life in terms of just helping to bring just a deeper, even though I had at that point come to a lot of place in my life where I was, you know, through personal development and healing and wholeness, it just solidified some things in terms of my personality, in terms of my unique style, in terms of my unique design. And it just brought a greater place of freedom into my life. And so I know I'm confident that as you hear some of these things today, that you're going to begin to understand a little bit more about maybe some of the things in your life that were questions or some things that you have struggled with, or even some challenges that you've had that maybe didn't really know how they connected or how to overcome them. And so today, my desire is that you just come into an understanding, just as a snippet, we're just going to do an introduction, but a snippet of what it is about understanding your unique element, your unique personality element, but also your unique communication style, and how it's important for you to begin to explore that so that the relationships in your life can be that much richer and deeper. And you will find your life will take on a whole new flow, a whole new productivity, a whole new fulfillment, level of fulfillment. So I'm going to roll with this, even though I cannot even see you. And I'll play with this as we go along. But Shelly,
yes,
welcome to today's talk.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Wow. We crossed some elemental barriers. I don't know which ones they were here in the beginning of this live chat with you, but tell us your element and how much you are. Your top two.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I pulled out my original assessment I did back in 2008. I have it right here.
Oh my goodness.
And it's changed. So I'm really curious about that, because when I recently did it again, just recently when we switched over to the new format online here, I redid it and I noticed a difference. And so maybe you can speak to that today, but my original one, if I can share that with you, is I was actually Lori Beth at the time, I thought maybe I was closer to a fusion because they were so closely aligned, but my fire and my wind, I was a wind fire, 56 on both.
Okay.
And then 51 on water and then 38 for earth. Today, the most recent, I'm like an 88 wind. So like I'm a double wind here.
Yep. And then the next highest?
After fire.
Yeah. So you're still a wind fire, even though the numbers have changed, which is very, very easy to explain how that happened. So, but you're still a wind fire. So in wind fire fashion, we have shown up here today and we've jumped over all kinds of hurdles and barriers to get in here. So thank you for this time and for the work that you're doing in the world and the women's lives who you are touching, and you know, just the presence and essence that you bring to this world. Thank you for showing up and doing that.
Aw, thank you, Shelly.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we're going to jump in and talk about the four elements. Is that where you want
Yeah,
to
let's
kind of go first?
yeah, I want you to just introduce this whole concept of the elements in regards to our personality and our communication.
Okay, so just a little bit of background on the four elements. There's two books. This one, The Path, by Lori Beth Jones, and she wrote this book like in 1997. And I think there's one or two pages where she started playing with the elements in that book. And over a period of the next, I don't know, 8 or so years, she tested it with CEOs and managers and leaders of teams. Just to see if this framework, this construct, really had a place to live. She knew that when she wrote The Path, which is what Lisa referred to, that she's a path coach, she knew that it was a tool that she wanted to include. So in 2000 and let's see, so 97, she wrote The Path. 2003, she wrote, she started taking that data and she put it into a validated psychometric tool called the Path Elements Profile. And that was in 2003. We tested it and used it for a couple of years. And then she wrote the textbook on the elements. And it's called The Four Elements of Success by Lori Beth Jones. So these two books have evolved over the years along with the profile that Lisa just shared, that her numbers had changed a little bit. And so we're in our third version of this tool. We've had three iterations of it. And the fact that you were a wind fire in 2008, and you're still wind fire today, is exactly what we're talking about. Now, how your numbers changed a little bit was we took out the bell curve. And so in the first two versions, the bell curve existed, but people were confused by the bell curve. And they were like, am I 56% wind? Am I 56% fire? So they were using these percentages like incorrectly, really. It really wasn't based on percentages. It was based on a bell curve format. So we pulled that out, which makes the numbers increase. So now they're on 0 to 100 instead of 20 to 80. So that variable does impact the number. So the fact that you're an 88 wind, if you stretch that out over a bell curve, you might still be in the 60-ish, range. But the point is, you're wind, right? You're wind. And so the beautiful thing about, if we're talking about the basics of the four elements, we're talking about the elements in nature. We're talking about things that people already know about, right? You don't have to go out and study, analyze your assessment. All you have to do is basically stand outside and say, what comes to mind when you think of wind,
Can I just interrupt you there for one? This was one of the concepts that really broke open for me, because up to the point where we had been introduced, I had done the, a number of other personality profiles. I won't mention them. They're all great, but none of them really stayed with me in terms of my memory to be able to know the differences in the different personalities, to so that I can not only understand myself but more understand other people in my world. And when I came across this one, it just clicked. It just made perfect sense because of that fact that you just said right there.
And good point, Lisa, because Lori created it that way. She wanted a framework that allowed individuals to remember this in a simple and oftentimes critical way, right? Because if we think about where our greatest conflict comes, it's generally in communication.
So true.
Somebody misunderstood us, somebody took it the wrong way, our fire kind of chose a word that impacted a water personality and sent them, to the bathroom crying, after lunch. You know what I'm saying? So it's our words, it's our word choices that impact our relationships with our kids, with our business partners, with our families. It's the words that we choose. And so Lori set out to figure out a way that would be simple for people to quickly think about themselves and other people that they're in relationship with or that they're communicating with on a regular basis. And so when we think of the four elements of fire, earth, water, and wind, you really basically all you have to do is just start with what is that element like in nature? What is fire like in nature? Well, it's hot, it's intense, right? A fire in a fireplace is mesmerizing, right? It's purging. What is water like in nature? Well, water is, it's beautiful to look at. It's reflective, it sparkles, it likes to get still and calm unless the wind's blowing it around in the ocean, right? And so you begin to get a sense that these elements around you, you've always known them, but you've never really identified them. You haven't moved from nature to human nature, right? And so when we look at the elements in humans, you know, we see a lot of the same things. Like wind is likes to be on the move. It doesn't want to be put in a box. Like you can't capture the wind. Like you can't even see it half the time, right? Unless something's moving outside. You know, when you take the wind out of nature and you apply that to human nature, you get this person that kind of is like a million ideas a second. They've got all kinds of projects that they've started, but they haven't finished. They decided to go out and play for a little while and then come back. And then they're lost at where they should start or where did they end off. They like to pile things instead of file them. You know, there's this beautiful essence about the wind, and it's very playful. So it's stuff like that, Lee said, that just makes it so simple, so intuitive, and really a lot of fun.
That's so good because it's true. I have it's funny because I texted you the other day. I have these ideas. She's like, I have so many ideas, and so much so that my husband actually painted two of my walls whiteboards. He put whiteboard paint on two of my walls
Oh, that's awesome.
so that I can capture them. And I've learned how to follow through on them, which is it's just, some of them are still kind of floating out there. And but I it is and but you know this is really key because a lot of times people can be mislabeled or misunderstood as negative aspects of their personality or the challenges if they don't understand how to harness that. I remember you know that Laurie Beth Jones used that word in terms of
Yes.
harnessing those things,
Right.
being able to capture the essence of what is going on here, that you're very creative, you got these ideas. Some people see that as you're flighty, you're just kind of going from one thing to the
Yeah.
other.
Right.
Spontaneous.
Right. And I was sharing with someone yesterday who's a wind, and I think what this assessment does the best, because as you've mentioned, there's several good assessments in the market. In fact, there's over 250,000 of them, right? There's just and more created every day because everybody needs something to help them identify who they are, why am I here, and you know, how can I improve my relationships? And so inside, you know, this process, like I was sharing yesterday with this person, you know, the beautiful thing is that when you identify your element, you begin to own your strength. So it's your strength to be creative. It's your strength to have a million ideas a second. It's your strength to create something out of nothing, right? But if your opposite element, which would be earth, says, like, why are you doing this? You started three projects last week that are just sitting there, right? So the earth being your opposite wind is like they do not understand how you can start something and not finish it, right? Because earth is about order. It's about structure and accuracy. They're motivated by their list and checking it off. Whereas wind is motivated by expression, right? They want to get this idea out to the world because they know it could change the world, right? So that's just some of the differences that if we're talking about just the surface here of how deep this really can go in your life, in your family, and in your job, it's we're just scratching the surface today, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is by way of an introduction, because one of the things that I've been talking to my community about, and we're going to look at if anyone has any comments or questions, I'm going to be looking in a few minutes here. So if you have any questions for Shelley, please do put them in the comments underneath this video, or comments or questions. Sorry, did I say that? But one of the things that we've been discussing is, of course, in this time in history, many people have had to pivot, and it's brought a lot of confusion to people in this chaos that we that seemingly in the world right now, and uncertainty. So for different personalities, it rattles people, and different stages, different reasons why it can rattle us to the core, even our identity. If we're used to basing our identity on certain things or in certain ways of doing things, and now we're having to step out of our comfort zone. We're having to, so there's this tension. But one of the things we're talking about is pivoting with purpose. And in order to be able to do that, so if we pivot during this time of how we show up, how we're serving our clients, and the same clients or the same people that we serve in the other capacity before this all happened, how can we pivot but still be in alignment with who we are, what we offer, and to be able to navigate through the discomfort of learning the new things or the getting out of our comfort zone, and kind of navigating through that. But one of the core things, and you said it, it's so important to know who you are and to be able to, like, I believe that when you embrace that, and maybe I'm delusional, but maybe the earth people will tell me something different, but in terms of that we can expand our capacity if we're willing to really be stretched into new areas, and still be who we are, but actually show up with greater value because we're willing to be to grow.
Yes, beautifully said, so well put. Yeah. In this process of moving people into their divine purpose or their divine calling, we start first step is this assessment tool, right? Is getting clear in a way that they can build on, not something that is going to take them years to analyze themselves, right? You need something that's simple, sticky, spreadable, it's sound, it's validated, it's a psychometric what's the word? Validated
Yeah,
tool.
cool.
And so people can rely on this, that if they took it in 2008
Yes.
and they were a wind, they can take it in 2020 and they're still going to be a wind. Now, does that mean that people don't change over time? I get this question all the time. Like, have I always been a wind? Like, your instrument says that I'm a wind fire, but I took something else the other day and it sounds like I'm more like a little bit of water. And so we have put this together in such a way that winds and waters are highly relational and fire and earth is highly results oriented, right? And so when you take this assessment, you can quickly, you get this 14-page report about who you are, and it begins to click with things that you've already done or known about yourself. But then there's this clarity and this respect that comes from accepting it, right? And walking into that identity, and finding your voice in that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about how, as a wind, initially you think, oh, she must be an extrovert. But actually, I'm not. It's interesting. I actually need my alone time. I value that. And I don't, if I don't have it, I don't function well. So I need, for me to show up best with people, I need to have my own alone time to recharge, to refuel. And then I've learned to be with people. I mean, I love people, but at the same time, it's not where I draw my energy from.
Interesting.
The other side of that is in terms of the earth characteristics, like structure and organization and stuff, I actually need it.
Yeah.
I've discovered in my life, although I function okay, and I can adapt and I function okay in situations that are somewhat, you know, not as organized or structured, when I am in those for a long period of time, I have to put structure in place in order for me to actually be able to flow better. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it reminds me that this tool in particular, the Path Elements Assessment, you have all four elements within you, right? So you have two that generally rise to the surface, which we teach and say that those are your go-to responses. So under pressure, those are going to be more noticeable. But just because you're a wind fire doesn't mean that you don't rely on that earth and water component that is in your elemental makeup. They're all there.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the other beautiful things about the Path Elements Assessment is that we have blends. And most assessments do not have blends. You're like one trait, like,
yeah,
we could create that list right now. But really, by understanding that you have all the elements in you, sometimes that earth shows up for you because you need it to be more structured or you need things to be in place. You lay a foundation that you're building your business on or your life or your job, right? So earth is the foundation in all of our lives, and water is, nothing lives without it. Like, we can't live without water. And so if we're going about our day and we're never bumping into a water person, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe a lack of harmony, maybe a lack of clarity, maybe a lack of, you know, I don't have any relationships, right? So these pieces, as you know, Lisa, are highly, highly important in helping people find out who they are, what they're here to do, and really appreciate and respect themselves, but then also begin to understand the other people that they spend the most time with.
Yes. And this is why one of the things I love about this is because when I do coaching in terms of speaking coaching as well, is one of the core distinctives between me and another speaking coach is that I strive to really draw out that unique style from an individual based on their personality. So I use this personality profile with my clients. I started back when I first got introduced to it and have over the years, and then with the new platform now, reigniting that, and just really found great value, not only for me to be able to know how to coach individually, but also how to help them find their unique communication style or be able to be okay with that. At the same time, to be aware of the communication styles that they're speaking to in terms of knowing how to communicate in such a way that others can hear them.
Right, right. Yeah, it's...
Can you speak to that element?
Yeah. Well, you know, most of the time when things go sideways, it is perception, right? Like, we say something and it's misunderstood. It's because it went through the lens of maybe our opposite element.
Yes.
And so we are perceived. So our strengths are often perceived as our challenges. Yeah. We typically don't use the word weakness because it's kind of a negative. We see it as a negative word, but we look at the word challenges, and all of us have strengths and all of us have challenges. And what the elements does, it allows you to see and understand what the other elements see and hear when you're talking,
that's
right?
Good.
And that's the power, I think, one of the very, very powerful things behind the elements, that once you get that, wow, I've heard people say it takes 80 to 90% of the sting out of an argument, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not taking it personal anymore. You understand that the person that you're dating, that you live with, that you married, is most likely your opposite, right?
It's so
Because
true.
opposites attract.
Yeah, for the
And
part.
yeah, for the most part. And so getting and having this kind of framework and filter and understanding is like, wow. I wish I
Even
had
with
something that I could.
children. Well,
What's
sorry,
that?
I was going to say, even with children, I know, you know, that there's also a system for children, assessment for children or youth, and to be able to even help in those relationships, understanding your children, how who they are, why they are
Yes.
the way they are, what
Yes.
they need.
Right. Yeah. It's actually the same assessment. It's validated on 12-year-old through adulthood, but we have used this with 2 and 5-year-olds because you can watch a group of 2-year-olds playing together and you can see the fires, the two-year-old fires, you can see the 5-year-old wins, you can see the 4-year-old waters, you know how they play. It's elemental. It's very easy to look at a play situation and see the elements in play with kids, for
It's so
sure.
true. So just for, I'm just going to look here, see any comments,
Yeah.
but just can you just speak a little bit more to you made a comment earlier about under pressure or you know elements show up. So this has been a real pressure cooker for
Yes.
most of the world because everyone has had to shift work to home. Now school is at home. There's a whole dynamic that's going on day by day that wasn't there before, and it creates a lot of tension and pressure for many people. And so, can you just speak to that and some of the things to be aware of because of the pressure that's put on, how that might amplify or just bring out some things in terms of to be aware of?
Sure. It's interesting over the last several weeks in the national and local news, organizations like ours and companies that use assessments are highlighting, the news is highlighting and spotlighting them because people are having to work from home. And they can't sometimes figure out how to get their work done from home like they did in the office, right? And so they're giving these tools and tips for how to work at home based on your personality. So it's been kind of interesting. I caught one yesterday and I thought, wow, that's kind of fun. And so I think during this time of COVID, what is sticking out in our lives is definitely our personality differences, right? Because families, while they've lived together, you know, for years, they haven't all been together at the same time, right? So the elements, you know, you get a fire and wind engaged about the tricycle that was left in the living room and you tripped over it and like broke your wrist. The fire and wind is going to engage in that. And there could be an argument that ensues because of it. Whereas, you know, the earth child that, you know, is watching the parents, a fire and wind parent, have this argument is like slowly climbing the staircase to go to their room and lock the door because they don't handle conflict by yelling at each other, right? They internalize that conflict. And that earth child is going to think about that conversation that he or she just witnessed for hours because that's what the earth does. It buries it, it buries it, it processes it, you know. It just keeps it to itself. But then you have the water child who's watching it, totally impacted by a different way, right? Like watching the parents argue about this tricycle that nobody can really go outside. So they were riding it in the living room, right? And so it happens to be her tricycle. And as a water, she is feeling so bad right now that her parents are arguing about something that she left, right? And as a water, waters are highly sensitive. They're all about harmony and compassion. And so she immediately runs up to her mom, grabs her leg, and starts crying about this situation. And so we could go on and on with these scenarios that are happening, right? But I think what you're asking is, how do we figure this out, right? If this is going to go on for another 4 weeks or 8 weeks or who knows how long, right? How do we begin to understand how to live together, work together, eat together, play together, and sleep together all at the same time? Like, how do we do that? And the elements in families is one of the greatest tools that you can give any family. As you know, Lisa, you already know this. And so I would say to anybody who's listening, hire Lisa as a coach, right? Have her assess your family and give the assessment to them and create a plan of understanding, right? And it might just be that everybody in the family has to focus on one new thing, which is we're all going to be kind above all else. If you don't get your homework done, if you leave the trike in the living room, like if you break a plate or if you whatever, it's like first we're going to be kind. Well, that takes some coaching. That takes some practice, right? You're not going to go from a fiery 80 an 82 fire to, a 60 water, right? You're not going to do it without some understanding of what each element needs from the other person. So I don't know if that's what you're after or not, Lisa,
It's a
but
great, I mean, it's a great, I'm just, there's so much more we can talk about, and we'll have to do this at another time, but I was just thinking
yeah.
even in terms of teams. I know that I've done this with teams as well in the early stages when I first got introduced to this, is have my whole team take the
Right.
test, because it's such a powerful, powerful tool to understand team and to be able to work together more efficiently and
Right.
effectively as a team. So even in that aspect of, and just, and change, different elements respond to change differently, and we've been in
Yes.
flux of change these last number of weeks, and how, as people who have teams in their organizations or working, whether it be family or government, and not government, work, just work environments, that now are having to change, understanding the impact that that has on each other is critical. So I just want to encourage everyone that's listening here today, and people that are saying yes, listening, echoing. We don't have any major comments here, but those of you who are going to be watching the replay, if you do have comments or questions, please put them down below. And if you are interested in knowing more about this, we are going to be offering a course to begin to explore not only your personality element and your unique communication style, but also your mission and vision, how that plays into you actually walking out your mission and vision and the purpose that you are designed to experience and walk out on the earth. So you can put your comment down below and say, yes, I'm interested. You can also go to, right now, you can go to speakingtipsforwomen.com and just send me an email and sign up there, and I'll send you out some information that becomes available. But I just wanted to open the conversation today because of some of the things that you've explained today, Shelley, in terms of increase of challenges going on right now with family, with work environments, with teams, and how it's so important more than ever. And what you do today, I guarantee, will be so much more valuable when the gate is open, where we can all go back out and play to some level. You will be bringing with you something of great value, not only to yourself, but also to the people around you that you serve, but also that you work with or influence. And so this is a great time to say, okay, and begin to get clarity as to who you are, all of these things that are going on in my life. How do they line up with who God made me to be? And how can I harness that to more effectively do what I'm called to do and build deep relationships around me and be a catalyst for others as well? So that's really my heart today, is to begin to open that conversation and invite you to, okay, so I do have a question here. Some people have never heard of it. Yes. But now you have. So if you're interested in knowing more, you can comment down below, say yes, let me know more, and I'll send you information. Linda says, what happens if you're a water wind? And I'm not sure, Linda, if you're just chiming in now, but maybe briefly talk about that when you have a double water wind. It's because you of your score, where you're scoring on those elements.
You want me to address that?
Kelly, yeah, she just said, oh. What happens if you're water wind? They seem to be the opposite.
No, water and wind are actually more alike than opposite. They share traits of playing together. They're very playful. They're highly relational elements, right? The opposite of water is fire. So what happens in some situations is that usually you have a fire boss or a fire leader, and the fire can get so intense that the water just evaporates and leaves the situation, or leaves the relationship, or leaves the marriage. And the fire is looking around like, what happened? Like, where did they go? They just took so much heat and they just had to leave, right? So when we talk about opposites, fire and water are opposite, and wind and earth are opposite. But if you're a water wind, right, that is like, wow, highly relational, you know, very motivated by harmony, loves people, right? Mm-hmm. And has this side of creativity, right? The winds are the creative types in our world. Like, we would be lost without the Lisas and the Lori Beths, you know, in this world. People who have that high wind component, they're the creative types. They're the ones that are making things happen.
Thank you for explaining that. Yeah, sometimes it's seemingly the opposite, but it's not. And Linda, you're in the right, you're doing the right thing based on your personality. Awesome. She's one of my clients. She's done the assessment. Okay. So in any last minute statements or comments or things that you want to share before we close out today?
Yeah, I just want to thank you again, Lisa, for this opportunity. You know, I love the work that you do and the passion that you bring to the voice of women. Mm. You know, I really feel that these two tools in the hands of women are creating a magnificent chorus. Mm. And I'm just really, really happy to be a part of that with you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Shelley. And I feel the same. I'm so excited that we're aligned together and we share a similar passion and vision in that regard for unleashing the voice of women and just really empowering the women to be who they're called to be. And so,
yes.
Good. I just want to share this with you. The lady who just said that, Linda just said, she said, I was originally feeling depressed about it, but now I feel much better because you explained it.
Oh, great.
You know what? This is a prime example. Sometimes we get down on ourselves because we see sometimes what may be conflicting tendencies in our life. And we think,
yes,
what's wrong with me?
Yes. Yes. And that happens a lot with the wind, right? Because people don't really understand the winds very well. They're probably the most misunderstood element out of all of them.
It's funny. I remember hearing that conversation with you and Lori Beth, and you had asked Lori Beth that, which one do you think is the most misunderstood?
Yes.
And of course she said the earth. Isn't she say that? Or
I don't know. I don't remember.
And it's like, well, I'm wondering if that's because it's the opposite of you that you...
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we can because they are the opposite, but you're right. It's really important to, and just that's a prime example right there, is how it just brings a settling and a peace and like, okay, this is not off the wall here. I'm okay. This is part of my unique design. And then the next part of that is how you walk it out.
Yes, of course. Of course. Right? Yeah. And yeah. I believe that the elements are part of our hardwiring. I think when we were in our mother's womb, I believe that DNA strands that got wrapped around, you know, the center of us, is part of how our elemental makeup aligns with our mission, the mission that we're called to do in the world, right? Mm-hmm. So a water is not going to have a fire mission. Water's going to have a mission that's focused on harmony and compassion and people, because that's what they were designed to do. A fire's mission is going to be focused on, getting some kind of result in the world for people, through people. And so I believe that it is, a powerful understanding that when you figure out who you are, what you came here to do, elevate that voice, that's where the fulfillment happens.
So nicely said. So wonderful. Thank you again, Shelley.
Yeah, thank
So
you.
fun to be with you. And thank you everyone who were listening in today and for your comments and questions. Please feel free, if you are listening to the replay, comment down below. Let me know if you are interested in knowing more. And you can also go to speakingtipsforwomen.com. Send me your information and I'll be sure to follow up with you as to the next steps if you want to know how you can begin to get clarity about who you are and how you can walk in your unique mission and vision that God put you on the earth to do. So thanks, everyone. Have a great
Awesome.
day.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Lisa.
You're welcome.